Most Tallahasseans know Mustian as a former city commissioner, but he's also published a couple of novels, and the last one garnered invitations to speak at literary festivals. He'd never been to one, and he was impressed. But rather than create the Tallahassee version of another city's event, Mustian wanted to do something different.
So we hit on the idea of doing books and music, and there's really nothing like it in the country. I mean, if you Google book and music festival, you don't really find anything. And so we're, you know, a very unique animal. We've gotten a lot of notoriety because of it. It's been very successful. It's grown every year, and I'm very proud of what we've done.
The Flaming Lips will perform at the Adderley Amphitheater on Friday. Rising Appalachia will perform there Saturday. And the Blind Boys of Alabama will perform at the Salvation South Stage on Sunday.
The ticketed show Friday night is the group The Flaming Lips, which should be, there are a lot of people who are super excited about. Apparently, they are playing, I think in its entirety, their Yoshimi album that, you know, is a classic. So that should be fun. And then the rest of the weekend is free.
A wide array of artists will perform on the 10 stages throughout Saturday and Sunday. Mustian says Danny Pedrosian, George Clinton's keyboardist, has written an anthology of P-Funk, and that Clinton and some of the other members of the band will play songs and talk about the band's history. For more information, visit WFSU.org. I'm Margie Menzel.